Isaac is a sprinter and he's being treated for a severe hamstring tear. Earlier in the year, he had a string of personal bests and was hoping to secure a place in the national squad in the forthcoming season. Isaac has been attending a rehab unit for 2 weeks, during which time he has had intensive rehab from a multi-professional team. Isaac has not made the improvement that the coach was hoping for, and he's frustrated. Isaac needs to be race-ready in order to attend the relevant selection events. Isaac has mentioned to his coach that in the sessions with the exercise physiologist, there's been an implicit suggestion that he has been overtraining. The coach is very angry about this. He believes himself to be an experienced coach with a good track record. In the first resource, we saw how anger and frustration and a sense of not getting the recovery he expected acted as triggers for challenging and aggressive behaviour on the part of the coach, who was sitting in on a rehab session when there was a discussion between the sport rehabilitator and the athlete regarding the likely recovery time. Now watch the video and consider how well the healthcare professional handles the situation here.